טוב, שבוע טוב. זה לס פארט אוף ספר שמות. סטארט עם פרשת תמה, תצווה. This coming week היא תיסה. ויקל פקודי, וזה תורה teach us about the items of the משכן. And also about the garment of the Kohanim. The Torah repeat everything in Parashot Vayakel Pekudei. One of the idim of the Mishkan take place in the end of Parashat Etzave. Naturally, this part, this idim, need to take place in Parashat Rumah. When the Torah teaches about all the items, Aron, the Ark, Menorah, Shulchan, the Torah also needs to teach us about Mizbach HaKtoret. But Mizbach HaKtoret, for some reason, take place week after, not in Terumah, end of Tetzaveh. Moreover, the Torah also teach us, in this coming Parsha, how we make the Ktoret. This means the Ktoret take a lot of space. Ktoret bring us to ask a few questions. And I would like to take this opportunity and to share with you very interesting insight about the Ktoret, how it's relevant for us in our daily life. We not have Mishkan, we not have Mizbach HaKtoret, and also obviously how it's related to Purim. Because every year, Parashot, Terumah, Tetzaveh, take place in months of Adar. Every year. If it's leap year or regular year, every year. As we see how Mizbach HaKtoret connect us to Purim and elevate this coming Purim a new perspective, a unique perspective about Purim Abba Alenu Letova. And we will start step by step. In paragraph 1, we see all the psukim in the end of Parashat Etzaveh. We tell us about the size of Mizbach HaKtoret. V'asita Mizbach Miktar HaKtoret, Atzei Shikim Ta'aseh Oto, Amar Ruko, Amar Ruchbo, Rabu Ayye, U'matayim Komato, Mimenu Karnotav, etc. etc. Kam Chazal et Elza, the Ktoret have special status. In paragraph 2, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Eliezer, Tida Lecha, Shena'asa HaMishkan V'kol Kelav, V'shachat Et HaKorbanot, V'yikrivu, וערך על המזבח וסידר את השולחן ואת המנורה. Every part, every item we use, but the שכינה never arrive until we bring the קטורת. כן, פוטלן ורדה שכינה עד שיקריבו את הקטורת. This means קטורת is very special only because the קטורת we have שכינה and we feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu stay close to us. Moreover, today we not have Ktoret, no Mizbach Ktoret, no Kohen, no Mikdash, but we have the Psukei HaKtoret. We take place before Psukei Dezimra, and in Eretz Yisrael also we say this every day in the end of the Tefillah. And Chazal tells us about Psukei HaKtoret, we say every day, it's take exactly 3-4 minutes, no more, in paragraph 7 and 4, I read in the small letter, the translation from Aramaic to Hebrew, ואמר רבי שמעון, סימן זה נמסר בידינו, this sign is for us, שכל מקום שומרים בכוונה וברצון הלב, מעשה הקטורת, any place what we say, בכוונה, זה פסוקים of the קטורת, אינו שולט דבר ומגפה במקום, or not any disease, take place in the place where people say this, ולא יהיה ניזוק אותו מקום, in the place we never have any destruction in this place, ולא יכולים שאר האומות לשלוט על המקום ההוא. And the nation cannot control this place. In paragraph 4, Rabbi Shimon continue. דבר זה ברית קרותה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שכל מי שמתבונן בשכלו וקורא בכל יום את מעשה הקטורת, if we read carefully, זה קטורת every day, ינצל מכל דברים רעים שפים שבעולם, ומכל פגעים רעים ומהירורים ומדין רע ומדבר ומגפה. To say the פסוקים of the קטורת, not have translation in. Only put the Aramaic. Why? טוב, אז אני אגיד את זה בעל פה, לא נורא, נדלג על זה. חזל קם את פיצ'ס, זה קטורת פרוטקטס, זה מנוסה, זה פסוקים, אבל זה קטורת, is protectus from tragedy, from disease, from any problem. And my first question is, what unique about the קטורת, what שכינה arrived because the קטורת, and today when you don't have מסבך הקטורת, only to say the פסוקים of the קטורת, protectus from every disease, every destruction, every problem, what is so special specifically about the קטורת. This is question number one. Question number two, we find the Ketoret in other place, interesting place, when Moshe Rabbeinu before he passed away bless all the Shvatim and he come to Shevet Levi, he say to him paragraph 5, ule Levi amar tumecha veurecha leish chasidecha asher nisito bemasa, tereba bememeriva etc, etc, I feel proud about Shevet Levi, what help him to punish the people that make the gold calf, but what relevant for us now is Pasuk Yud, he can put line Yoru Mishpatecha Liyakob Torahatcha Liyisrael, from Shevet Levi we come Rabbein, Dayanim, who teach Torah and spread Torah all over, and now look very carefully, Yasimu Ktora Be'apecha V'chalil Al Mizbechecha. What is mean Chalil Al Mizbechecha? When the Mizbeach, one of the Korbanot is Korban Ola, Korban would go in completely to Hashem, and they will give service to us, they represent us in Bet HaMikdash. But what is mean, yesimu ktora be'apecha. The ktoret never take place in our noise. The ktoret take place in the Mizbeach. We smell the ktoret, but the place of the ktoret is in the Mizbeach. Yes, Motzei Shabbat, we take the psamim close to our nose to smell, after we say the bracha, bore minei psamim. But in Bet HaMikdash, the place of the ktoret is on the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach is what is mean, yesimu ktora be'apecha. The ktoret is not in our noise. The ktoret is on the Mizbeach. This is question number two. And last question, question number three. In paragraph six, when a man come out from the first party with Esther, feel very happy, and he arrived to his house in paragraph six, פסוק י' ויספר להם המן את כבוד עושרו ורוב בניו ואת כל אשר גידלו המלך ואת אשר נשאו על השרים ועבדי המלך it all his people how much covered חשברוש give him and a very unique person above everyone ויאמר המן moreover בכל זאת אף על פי כן moreover אף לא הביאה אסתר למשתה אסתר המלכה עם המלך למשתה אשר עשתה קיים אותי וגם אחר אני קראו לה עם המלך נוסף על זה moreover אסתר invited me only me to the party what she have with החשברוש nobody else he want to show how much he is important but when a man says this he use a לשון אף לא הביאה אסתר אף in English is moreover yes אסתר also bring me חזל קם את אלזס, עם פרוגף 7, אמר רבי חנינה בן סנסן, four people use the word af, and they destroy it with af. I don't understand what I say now, but I only read what חזל teach us. What is mean? נחש, the snake, the baker, קורח, and אמן הרש. נחש, say to the אישה, before she eat from the tree, ויאמר אל האישה, אף כי אמר אלוקים, he use the language, אף כי אמר אלוקים, don't eat, you can eat, God, worry from competition, because if you eat, you come same as God, והייתם כאלוהי יודעי טוב ורע, you have life for good forever, is a, listen to me, eat, and only good will come from this, שר האופים, say to יוסף, אף אני בחלומי, also in my dream, please explain my dream, and at that Korach, Korach say to Moshe Rabbeinu, af el eretz zavat chalav udvash, you never bring us to Eretz Israel, and Aman HaRasha say, af lo hevia Esther, also Esther bring only me to this party. And my last question is, what is mean for people start with the word af, moreover, and they die with af? What is mean? Is look, Chazal talk to us with kodim. They say one word and they really want for us to understand what is mean. Is we will try to explain what is mean, how this four, what we mentioned here, the snake, Korach, and Aman, זה שר האופים, זה בייקר, all of them use the word af, and they die with af. מה? והתאפק. והתאפק, he hold himself. לא, לא. He hold himself. Af is something else. כן. This is the question I would like to ask in Besiyata Dishmaya. You will see today עולם הבא בעולם הזה. עולם הבא בעולם הזה, פילאי פילאי פלאים. And we can say again, פילאי פלאים. בשיעת הדשמה. Is again, short and clear. Question number one. Question number one. What is unique about the Ktoret? What Ktoret bring Shechina, bring us close to Hashem, and we feel Hashem stay with us. And today, when we don't have Mizbach HaKtoret, to say only the Psukim for a few minutes, this protect us from every tragedy, every disease, and every problem. This is question number one. Question number two, how we explain when Moshe Rabbeinu bless Shevet Levi, and he tells them how the special, etc., and the spread Torah all over, and also he say, Yasimu Ktora Be'apecha. They put the Ktoret, because they work in Bet HaMikdash, Ktoret in our noise, they put the Ktoret on the Mizbeach, not in our noise. Okay? And the last question is, how we explain what Chazal want to teach us, for use the word af, and they die, they destroy it through af. What is mean? It's to walk in to this sugiyah, we'll do this step by step, in an interesting way, b'siyata dishmaya. Chazal come and teach us, in paragraph 8, Gemara Masechet Pesachim, night of Pesach, we drink 4 cups of wine. Per number, 4 is per number, correct? Come Chazal and say, how we drink 4 cups of wine per, every per number have potential of tragedy, have potential of danger situation. This is what Chazal come and tells us. Is how we drink per numbers of cups. Come Chazal and say, hey, we don't need to worry. Night of Pesach is Leil Shimurim. Look inside in paragraph 4, the second line, אמר רב נחמן אמר קרא, ליל שימורים, ליל משומר הוא בא מן המזיקים, this night we don't need to worry for many destruction, רבא אמר, כוס של ברכה מצטרף לטובה, because this cause of ברכה, we don't need to worry for any destruction that can come out, and רבינה אמר, 4 cups of wine, night of Pesach, every cup is mitzvah by himself. And we not have any business with Kabbalah, with inside of the secret of the Torah, but to understand simply what is mean every per number a potential of tragedy, a potential of destruction. What is mean? The explanation is follow. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world, he created it in the way, if we really want, we can see harmony between all the nature, animals, bird, people, everything come from one root, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Yeranenu Atzei Hayar, everybody appreciate and give thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and his beautiful puzzle, what everything come from one root, one source, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, and Hashem Imloch Leolam Vahe. God create everything. And obviously, we can use every part, and every part for us, etc., etc. Per number, for example, 2, represent other alternative. We have A, we have also B. We have 1, but we have also 2. It means per represent other alternative. From this reason, the Maharsha tell us, and we see immediately inside, the Maharsha say to us, every per day in the creation, have potential to a risk, a potential to tragedy, to destruction. What does it mean? Monday, God create Gehenom. It's very scary, very dangerous. Wednesday, God creates the disease what kill children, people, babies. God created two meorot, the sun and the moon. Meorot, we not have the letter Vav. It's Chazal saying Maeret. Maeret is terrible disease. And Friday, death heralds to this world. After Adam eat from the tree, the world changed completely. This happened what day in the creation? Friday. Is Monday? Friday? Death. Mita. Mavet. Yes? Come to this world. Why? Because Adam eat from the tree Friday, and we know what happened. All the world changed. If not, Even day, per day, yes, okay, even day, correct. This is what the Maharsha come and say to us. I would like only to share with you, flan in the Maharsha, look in paragraph 9, ki sakanat azugot. Zugot is mean per. Lefi she'en koach ashniyut. Shniyut is mean as an alternative. We have A, we have also B. Vekol sheni ra. Every other one, per is no good. Ki. From this reason, in second day we never find ki tov, and also Gehenom created second day. Gam Gehenom nivra biyom bet, and biyom dalet eskip meorot chaser venatan rishut lamazikim, veBiyom vav nitkalel haAdam Hakadosh Baruch Hu paishem death take place in this world. No, you can say to me 1 minute. Husband and wife is what? Is per? No. If his per is bad, is one. כן, ויקרא שמם אדם. זה one. If זה two, it's no good. קרא שמם אדם. Now, מה? ככה חז"ל מלמדים אותנו בתחילת בראשית. מה? No, הוא מביא את חז"ל. He bring חז"ל. What says this to us? But now look something interesting. Tell me, in the circle of the holidays, what you have around the year, what holiday represent unity more for many others? Everybody come together, the family come together. Pesach. Exactly, everybody come together. In time of Bet HaMikdash, we're not allowed, if you decide to eat Korban Pesach in one room, we're not allowed to move in the middle of the meal to the other room. Today, and also in time of Bet HaMikdash, when we eat, Korban Pesach is tzli esh, steak, one piece, not what? Mevushal, we never cook, because if you cook, it's kamushi, correct? And also every machloket, what we have today, what to do in night of Pesach, we need to lean only in two cups of wine. The first two or the last two? What we do la'alacha? Four, all of them. Every argument that we have, exactly what we need to do in night of Pesach, we accept every shita. Pesach is holiday, what represents unity more for many other holiday, correct? Now look so interesting. The Gemara come and teaches him a second Rosh Hashanah. Lo adu Rosh. You know what it means, Lo adu Rosh? Rosh Hashanah cannot take place Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. This is Shiur by himself. Why not? But what relevant for us in this moment, Velo badu Pesach. First day of Pesach cannot take place in Bet, Daled, and Vav. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Unbelievable. Why first day of Pesach cannot take place in Monday, Wednesday, Friday? Because Pesach represents what? Unity, one, is cannot take place in, even in per day. Very, very interesting. Unbelievable. Now, who represents the other alternative? More from anybody else? Who lead other alternative to Hashem more from anybody else? Amalek. What happened after Kriyat Yam Suf? All the nation in shock. Chil achaz yoshvei plashet. Aziv alo alufei edom. Ele moav yorze morad. All the nation in Azi Yashir. Shock. They don't know what to do. Come Amalek and say, what's the problem? Why are you so scared? Who is God? We show you alternative to God. And he traveled 400 mileage from other side of the world to the desert. Nobody starts with them. He only wants to show to the nation. We don't need to worry. We're going to represent as an alternative to God. This is Amalek. This is unique about Amalek. For this reason, what title Amalek have? Reshit Goim Amalek. He lead all the nation to show as an alternative to God. Now, unbelievable. When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yoshua to make the war against Amalek, what he say to him? Paragraph 10, ויבוא עמלק וילחם עם ישראל ברפידים, ויאמר משה אל יהושע, בחר לנו אנשים, וצא יילחם בעמלק. Go make the war against Amalek now. מחר, פליז פוט ליין, אנוכי ניצב על ראש הגבעה. מחר, I will do my part. Why not today? If the world start now, do what you need to do, pray. Everything what you need to do, do today. No, no, מחר. Moreover, unbelievable, when Esther walked into המלך אחשוורוש. Remember, nobody allowed to walk in if you not get any invitation. She married to אחשוורוש 5 years. First time, she takes the risk of the life, and she walked to אחשוורוש, not his permission. Thank God, he said, okay, come, we can talk, we can eat. And she said, thank you, but I would like to ask her two eyes. Who? Aman. Okay, אחשוורוש a little bit scared. Why she want to bring Aman? ויאמר המלך אחשוורוש, מהרו את אמן. What does it mean, מהרו? Because he really want to know, maybe, through the 5 years, what she stayed in the palace, she have any connection with Aman, and both of them would like to destroy them, because Aman have paranoia. All the time you worry, people would like to kill him. Okay, Aman arrived. בבקשה, אסתר, we're ready to listen. את חצי המלכות, והיא נתן לך. And what she say, אם על המלך טוב, יעשה את שאלתי ובקשתי, בלה בלה בלה, and in the end, what she say, מחר. Come on. Why מחר? Aman is here. מחר. Moreover, when, thank God, חשברוש understand, Esther and Mordechai save his life. Esther and Mordechai save his life. And he gives the ring to Mordechai, but you cannot stop the first letter of the final solution, because this is the rule. This is the system. But what we can do, to write other letter, and the other letter say, we're allowed to fight back. And this is exactly what happened. And when the war takes place in Yud Gimel Be'adar, and we fight back, how many people die? How many people will kill in the first day? 70,000. 70,000, the Megillah says, is knocked out. It's done. Come, Amalek HaShemosh, and say to Esther, he's appreciated, she saved his life, with Mordechai, Esther, please, Esther Amalka, what I can do for you? What she say, I would like what? One more day in Shushan. How many people died the second day? 500. Not so many. No big deal. The knockout takes place in the first day. Why? She asked for second day. Why she want to bring Aman to the party again tomorrow? Why Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, start today and Machar, I go to fight, I go to also do my part, and we go to win against Amalek. Why? Because to win against Amalek, we cannot win today. Amalek represents other alternative. Amalek represents the next day, the next option, the next alternative. In his field, in his property, in his area, what he feels is strong, he has other alternative, we come to his field and we attack them and we knock him down. It means, Amalek say, today is today. Okay, this is the day of God. Tomorrow is our day. Tomorrow we have other alternative and we will fight back. Is where we win against Amalek, we come to his court, we come to his field, we come to his day, and we show him, this is your day, you have an alternative, you will see, you go to knock down. This is exactly what Chazal Kameh teaches, is we understand, on one hand, how Amalek, he represents the shniut, what we say is the other alternative, and the way to win against Amalek, is every time, not in one day, we win in the next day. Good? This is what Chazal came to teach us. And interesting, when Amalek arrived, to what place he arrived, what's the name of the place? Ve'avo Amalek ve'lechem Yisrael where? Birfidim. The Kli Yakar says in paragraph 11, Ve'avo Amalek ve'lechem Yisrael birfidim. Come, Chazal, and say to us, it's again not my he writes so many, so much, I give him a small piece and he writes me all the Malvim, all the Torah, and he say, ויבוא המלאק ואליכם ישראל ברפידים, ואליכם ישראל ברפידים, look from the end of the chapter 11, go from the end up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 line in the middle of the line, מיד ויבוא המלאק ואליכם ישראל ברפידים, you see, כי רפידים אותיות פרידים, separation, רפיון ידיים, ומטעם זה לא היה לעם מים ברפידים, לפי שרפו ידיהם מן התורה. It means, Amalek arrived only because we separate ourselves, one from each other, and from הקדוש ברוך הוא. any place what Amalek see gap, you walk between and you try to make the gap bigger, the separation more deep. So interesting. מלחמה להשם בעמלק מדור דור. In Hebrew we need to say מלחמה להשם בעמלק מדור לדור. What does it mean מדור דור? The Amalek have knowledge to win against us if you find any gap between one generation to the other. He try to walk in and to make the gap bigger, and this way he want to win. From this reason, what is unique about Purim? Purim, we can say clearly, this is the holiday of the children. Children involved in Purim more from any other holiday. You send them to give mishloach manot, baby 3 months old. He never moved from one side to the other side. He have nice custom, and we send to the grandparents to see, yes, and everybody come to the shul. The grass say, don't bring children to the shul, because they make noise. Purim bring everybody. Because to show, why? To show the consistency of the generation. Mordechai, after the final solution take place, he walk in the street, the children finish the cheder. Three of them, he say to him, what you learned today in the cheder? One of them say, אל תירא מפחד פתאום, עוצו עצה ותופר, זה פסוקים what you say after עלינו. This represents the 3 times what Amalek come against us, and Mordechai know we go to win. Purim is celebration of the children. Why? Because the way of celebrate our victory against Amalek, to show we never have gap, we have consistency between generations. Every generation is different, but we have consistency between the generations. Is Amalek try to create another alternative. When we open the door for him, and how we open the door? When we separate is mean other alternative. I'm not your friend, I'm friend somebody else, etc., etc. Amalek walk in. Is now we understand why Amalek represent this pair, this other alternative, how we can win against other alternative, and why he arrived, what we find is the clear current, the Maharal in paragraph 12, also mention everything what I say Baalpeh, how Esther say to win against Amalek we need the next day, etc., etc. Now, is we understand until now, and we look step by step, and we understand until now, first, we have concept of Shniut. Shniut is mean other alternative. Other alternative to who? To Hashem. Who represents this more from anybody else? Who represents this more from anybody else? Who? Amalek. And the way to win against Amalek is what? To catch him in his part, in his court, in his day. It means the second day. Now, we continue to the next step. We, Am Yisrael, have the knowledge to show everything comes from one root. Everything comes from one source, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for us, it's so easy to show this. And so nature to show this. Why? Because look of ourselves. How God created us. What 2 parts we have in our life. One is body, and the other part is soul. The body comes from where? From the dirt. Okay? Kadosh Baruch Hu makes stunts of person. And he put neshama, and he created us, adama and neshama. But look something interesting. First, adama and neshama is completely two different, opposite thing. One is pure spirituality, and one is very physically. And both of them by us. Moreover, when God created our body, how he created our body? What exactly he do? Ve'ed ya'aleh min ha'aretz. He create a cloud. The cloud bring what? Rain. After the rain arrived, the dirt is wet. It's wet, it's easy to make body. And in this body, put what? No, neshama. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to work so hard? He can go to the river. He can go to the beach. And anyway, the sand is wet. Easily, what every child do, he make body, he make face, and he put neshama. Why need to bring rain? You know why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to show us also the physical part. Our body, a part would come from as a place. A part would come from Shamayim. For this reason, what is the name of the physical part? Gashmiut. Gashmi. Gashmi is not a negative word. Gashmi is mean, remember, also your body connect to something that comes from Shamayim, from the rain. And this is what Chazal come to teach us. Is now, naturally, the way our God creates us, we can combine many things, what is look, one opposite from the other, and to show everything come for one root. Correct? How God, when he decided to put neshama by us, through what part in our body he put the neshama in our body? Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. Look in paragraph 13. Ve'ed ya'ale min ha'aretz ve'ishka et kol pnei ha'adamah. It means cloud and rain. Vayitzer Hashem Elokim et ha'adam afar min ha'adamah. He take dirt. Vayipach be'apav nishmat chayim. The way how the neshama come to our body through our nose. And the way of the neshama go from the body is also through the nose. You know, if somebody almost go to die, we're not allowed to move him because chas v'chalila we can bring him to die 1 minute early. How we know if the person dies? The Gemara come and say we put a feather on his nose. If he never move, we know what he dies. This is the Gemara come and tells us. Anyway, is the nose? This is the way how the neshama arrived to us. What is unique about our nose? Nose is we smell. Smell, Chazal come and tells us, Eize davar shaneshama me'enet velo aguf. Smell is not for the body. It's for the soul. For the soul. We smell and we enjoy what we smell. This is the reason we change Shabbat. Why we have besamin? Because the neshama itera move. We want to give chizuk to the regular neshama what you have all the week. We smell. Yes, the best smell what we have in this world is ktoret. Unbelievable smell. How we make the ktoret? How we do this? Chazal come and tell us paragraph 14. We go to read this coming Shabbos. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, kach lecha samim, nataf ushchelet vechel bena samim ulevona zaka bad bevadi, a different type of grass. What you make from this beautiful smell, and we make from this what? The ktoret. One of the grass is what? Kach lecha samim, nataf ushchelet vechel bena. Chelbena. What is mean chelbena? It's terrible smell. Disgusting. But the reaction between all the other 10, what is suitable, with this one, what is terrible, the reaction makes a good smell much better and far away all over. As we see, how we get the great smell, also when we integrate some what is look, not relate, not belong, and this makes the smell much better. And this is what Rashi comes and tells us in paragraph 15. Chelbena. בוסם שרחורה, קוראים לו גלבנה, מנהה כתוב בין סמרני הקטורת ללמדנו, שלא ייקל בעינינו, לצרף עמנו, באגודת עניותינו ותפילתנו, את פושעי ישראל, שיהיו נמנים עמנו. שלא ייקל בעינינו. It means, also to bring to Armenia, people would stay far away. They look not belong. They belong. Bring them. If they not belong today, they belong tomorrow. And I showed something unbelievable. And this is good to remember. You know, one of the names of Bet HaMikdash is Ar Moriah. Ar Moriah because what? Because Amor, one of perfume of the one of the grass for the ktoret is Mor. Yes? What does it mean Mor? Some grass what integrate with the other and get good smell. Comes the Rambam and say, you know what does it mean Mor? Mor is blood from animal in India. When this animal dry, it changed to powder. And the smell is par excellence. Par excellence. Serendipity. Par excellence smell. Okay? This is a grass. This is blood from animal in India. Listen, in India, when the blood dry, change to powder, and we put this of all the other grass of the ktoret, unbelievable smell. What is mean? Comes the rabbi and say, I'm sorry, Rama, with all the respect, impossible. Because this ktoret go one time a year to where? To Kodesh HaKodeshim. You bring Kodesh HaKodeshim blood from animal in India, comes the Bet Yosef and says the Rambam is right. We never bring the blood. What we bring, the powder, is something new. But what the Rambam want to teach us? The Rambam want to teach us. You want to know what is Bet HaMikdash? It's not Mizbeach, it's not Shulchan, it's not Menorah. Bet HaMikdash is more. What is mean more? If Jew stay in India, in Thailand, in Singapore, in Guatemala, no way, far away, he also has a way to arrive to Bet HaMikdash, to Kodesh HaKodeshim. Every Jew, also if he stay far away, he can also come until Kodesh HaKodeshim. The door is open all the time. is we see Ktoret represent how we integrate the good and what is the opposite in the other side, and the reaction makes this excellent and unique and special. This is a Ktoret. From this reason, Ktoret brings Shechina. Kadosh Baruch Hu want to see all our children is together. This is what he really want to see. And he will bring them together step by step. And so look at our generation. How many people more interesting to know about Yiddishkeit, about Jewish life. Look in Eretz Israel, unbelievable. And also in some places in the diaspora. And this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu come and say to us. The Ktoret, the unique about the Ktoret, the Psukei Ktoret, to teach us, look of the person from his soul, not from outside. One day here, we judge people not how they look. We understand what they look, this is not the real. The difference. What they? Purim. Because everybody have custom. And we know this is not the real person. We have this custom, other custom. We know under the custom, we have this as a person. We can do this also all the year. All the year. What's the problem? All the year. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu come and say, this brings Shechina to Am Israel. This brings Shechina. This is unique. This is so special. And this what makes the Ktorah. From this reason, Yasimu Ktorah Be'apecha. Ktorah Be'apecha. The Ktorah, yes, we smell. But what we need to smell? Not only the good perfume, also to smell what? The chelvena, what is wrong, and the reaction give us to understand. In the same way, smell other people. Don't look of them from outside. Eretz Israel exists, and Eretz Israel grow only because people would say what we see is not completely what we have. We smell Eretz Israel. We see Eretz Israel underground. And look what happened in the last 70 years. How it's grown tremendously. Not any other nation all over the world can show what we can build in 70 years. And this is Chazal coming to Yasimu Ktorah Be'apecha. Now we understand so nicely what it means. Four people use the word af. What? The Nachash, the snake, say to Chava. Kadosh Baruch Hu say to you, don't eat. Come on! He's scared from competition. Come, show you other alternative to Hashem. Afke Amar Elokim, you will come as an alternative. Eat, you have life for good forever, you can do what you want. What Korach said to Moshe Rabbeinu? You nice man, you bring us a Torah, but after you bring us a Torah, we same. Why you take everything for yourself? We same with you. You promise us Eretz Israel, you never bring us to Eretz Israel. It means Korach, when he stay against Moshe, he tried to give what? As an alternative. What a man come and say? Everybody bow down to me. I am God. I'm the man with all the power in my hand. He come to show his other alternative to us. His other alternative. In the day what you feel your alternative, you will knock down. And this is happening the second day of the party. Finish. Everything is over. Is we understand what Chazal came to teach us. And this is also in the end of the days. Chazal, or before maybe, we mentioned something else. What is the name of the first city in Eretz Israel what we arrive with Yoshua Ben Nun? Yericho. Yericho is name of Reach, the city of smell. The Ktoret take place until Yericho. Ktoret, people all over Eretz Israel can smell. Because Eretz Israel is a place what you can understand and you can succeed and you can grow and you can develop also if you know to smell the place. Smelling it to give to your soul to understand, and your soul give you to understand. Look of Eretz Israel in another way. This is different state from all over the world. And this is Yericho. And also the end of the day, look in paragraph 20. מיריחו היו שומעים כל שער גדול שנפתח. מיריחו היו שומעים כל המגריפה. And look the last line, paragraph 20. מיריחו היו מריחים ריח פתאום הקטורת. And now, unbelievable. You know, in any secular months, any secular month, the month start, how you say, January 1st, February 1st, yes? March 1st. How we say in the Jewish calendar, the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh. Why Rosh Chodesh? Because every month represent other part in our head, in our Rosh. What does it mean? Look in paragraph 19, the Bnei Sechar tells us, Itchatshu חודשי השנה כולם הם בבחינת איברים שבראש. Every month represent as a part in the head. על כן ראשי חודשים, ראש, נקראים. תשרי represent the גולגולת. What does mean גולגולת? The brain. Mar Cheshvan and Kislev represent the two ears. Shvat, Tevet Shvat, two eyes. What relevant for us? Adar represent what? Chotem. The noise, what we smell. This is months of Adar. To look from inside. What we say in Purim, Chayav Inish, Libesumei. What does mean Libesumei? Not to drink wine. Libesumei is mean what? To smell. This is opportunity, what we can recognize ourselves much better. We can look at other people in other way, from inside perspective. This is Adar. Adar gives us opportunity to recognize who I am. To smell myself. This is Adar. How Rashi say, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim, Besimcha Rashi say, Purim u'Pesach. Why Rashi say Purim u'Pesach? Because what is mean Pesach? Freedom. What is real freedom? When I recognize who I am. When I know what I unique, what I special, what I do. And I never try to do what other people do. I try to do what I feel. This is me. And this I try to develop. This is Nisan, and this is also Purim. This is also unique of Purim. And this is what Chazal come and tells us. And this is what we need to take with us to understand. The end of the days. Bereach nichoach in parog ha-peniman. Erce etchem bo'otzi etchem min ha'amim. Kadosh Baruch will take us from the diaspora, bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Bereach nichoach. וקבצי אתכם מן הארצות אשר נפוצתם בם נקדש לבכן עיני הגויים, וידעתם כי אני השם באבי אתכם אל אדמת ישראל, unusual statement, אל אדמת ישראל, אל הארץ אשר נשאתי את ידי לתת אותה לאבותיכם, I bring you back to your homeland, בריח ניחוח. חזל סיים פרוגו 22, what is mean ריח ניחוח? ריח ניחוח בעבור הבאת ריח הקטורת, הבעל הנחת רוח, יהיה מרוצה לכם. קטורת, we'll bring our redemption, שקטורת, what קטורת? We not have קטורת today. No, בית מקדש, what we have today. To show what Ktoret represent, to come together, to show unity, to understand we one soul in different bodies. This is what Chazal came to teach us. For this reason, look, unbelievable, paragraph 23. En ha'olam itkayem, ela al reach, ve'al adas, ve'motshei Shabbat. Unbelievable. What keeps this world exist is a smell and adas. Adas, adasim, ve'motshei Shabbat. What does it mean? Yesterday was Motzei Shabbos, no? Can we make Avdala? Yes. What do you do in Avdala? First bracha. Borei Agafen. What come after Borei Pri Agafen? Borei Minei Besamim. After we smell the Besamim, what the next bracha? Borei Meorei Esh. And what we do with our finger? Why? But why we look on our finger? Is there many explanation in Chazal. One, to look on our nails, because nails is part in our body would grow more from anything else, more from the earth. In Motzei Shabbat, we say psukim, and we look, and we do many things to show shefa, more. We fill the cup of Avdala, overlap. Why? To show shefa, more blessing and bracha, more and more. One explanation. Other explanation, amavdil ben or lechoshech. When you put your finger, you have shade here, it's a little bit dark, and here you see the light, or lechoshech. Maybe I can share with you other explanation. Every one of us is different, no question. But everyone is unique. And everyone looks at with our fingers. Different size, different level, and everything. But when we bow down a little bit, what we find, we all of us is what? Same. What we need is only to bow down a little bit to each other, and we find you unique in one area, somebody else unique in another area. And everybody is uniqueness, and we try to share and to learn from everyone. This is, En ha'olam mitkayem ela al hadas, על הריח ועל הדס במוצאי שבת. How we start week? Yes. You're unique, feel proud about your field, about your area. Develop so much you can. But also to open the ear and the heart to listen to some other people and to understand we can learn from other people. In this way everybody grow and we find we one. When we come one, Amalek cannot come. When we come one, not any other alternative can stay against us. This is unique and special about us. So we take this kind of lesson in the months of Adar, and soon we come to close to Purim, step by step. This is a privilege, we have extra months. But to take this lesson, and we understand now clearly why the Ketoret brings Shechina, why the Pesukim of the Ketoret, when we say, help us to protect us from any tragedy, any disease, any problem, why? Because this really, really explain to us what we need to do, how we need to look at people, and when we create the unity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say, you do this, I will do the rest. We know what does it mean, Yasimu Ktora Be'apecha. Torah for sure takes place on the Mizbeach. But Be'apecha is mean something would come to our nose, go direct to our soul. What come to our soul, to our pure part, by us, what something what is look negative, chel benayim, mor, dro, etc., can come together and bring the great smell. And if people feel they can create any other alternative to Hashem, they go to lose everything. Because Beterem kol, yatzir nivra, ve'achrei kichlot hakol what? Levado imloch nora is what is our goal, what is our mission, azai melech shemo nikra, to show, to represent the Kadosh Baruch Hu here. And when we do this in this way, it's b'siyata dishmaya, we bezoche in this year to ora simcha sason veikar, and so nice also who stay against Aman, Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai is Mordror. Mordror is perfume. And Esther have other name. What is the name? Adas. Also smell. People that have strong inside can stay against a man. Never worry. Never care about rating. How many people stay against him. We follow with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bayen. And he go with us. And we bezoch in this year to Ora, Simcha, Sason, Veikar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill all Mishalot Ibenu Letova, Bakol, Mikol, Kol.